WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
You're listening to WBEZ. The 2023 Chicago mayoral election could see a rematch between Lori Lightfoot and the Chicago Teachers Union. The union tried to beat her in 2019 with candidate Tony Preckwinkle, but lost handily. And now the CTU is vowing to take on Lightfoot next year, and a CTU staffer is mulling a run for mayor. So the prospect raises the question of whether the city's most powerful union has enough clout and power to install one of its own in City Hall. I've got WBEZ education reporter Sarah Karp and political reporter Mariah Wolfel in to talk about this. Hi, guys.
Hi.
So, Sarah, why is the CTU in this fight? Why do they want their candidate running the city?
For one, they've been at battle with Lightfoot since the day she stepped on to the fifth floor. She didn't seem too happy with them for supporting Preckwinkle. And crucially, the mayor at the moment runs a school district, and they've been highly critical of her policies, so that matters. More than that, though, the CTU under this leadership sees itself as a champion of broader social justice issues like curbing gun violence and affordable housing. Their leaders point out that their members live in the city, and so they want it to be a good place to live. They want to have influence over these broader issues.
All right, so that's why they want their candidate running for the city. Okay, Mariah, what power does the Chicago Teachers Union have in this election?
Well, to start, hundreds of thousands of dollars, okay. Presumably. So in 2015, when they recruited then County Commissioner Jesus Chuy Garcia to run, the union spent around $340,000 in that race. That helped Garcia force a runoff against then-Mayor Rahm Emanuel. And CTU spent a similar amount on Preckwinkle in 2019, around $355,000. You know, hundreds of thousands of dollars. It is a lot of money. It sounds like a lot of money. Realistically, you know, to be a successful mayoral candidate in Chicago, it could take millions of dollars. Lightfoot currently has $2.5 million in the bank, for instance. But the CTU also comes with significant sway over other unions. The Service Employees Union, Local 73, for instance, says CTU's endorsement will have an impact on who their members vote for. And the CTU itself has 28,000 members. So that could translate to a lot of foot soldiers knocking on doors for a candidate.
So, Sarah, tell us a little bit about the CTU staffer, Brandon Johnson, who's thinking about running.
So he's been a Cook County commissioner since 2018 and also works as a CTU organizer. He's a father of three and lives on the west side. He's formerly a teacher in middle schools and then at a high school. It was when he was working at the high school that he went to work for the CTU. It was in 2011. He points out that that was an especially turbulent time with the school closings just on the horizon. Johnson says a lot of folks are asking him to run, and he's considering it. Here's how he put it.
The idea of a former middle school running one of the most largest economies in the entire world, you know, that's not a script that even if the Holy Spirit asked me to write down anything I wanted to do, I don't know if that would have come up, right? So it's a matter of like recognizing the moment and being incredibly humbled by it.
He says petitions are already being circulated on his behalf.
All right. So let's say Brandon Johnson runs. Is it a foregone conclusion that he will be endorsed by CTU?
Yes and no. Technically, the CTU does have a process where a committee vets candidates and delegates vote on who they will endorse. But it would be pretty crazy if he didn't get the nod. I mean, he's someone who's so entrenched in CTU. I mean, he works for them. So.
Okay, right. Yeah. Good point. All right, Mariah, so incumbents usually have the upper hand in elections. So what does a CTU candidate need to be a formidable challenge to Lightfoot?
Well, experts say, you know, there is this certain swath of progressive voters, particularly younger Bernie Sanders progressives, who will just not be voting for Lightfoot, who say she hasn't gone as far as they wanted her to in the mayor's office. So I think Lightfoot would dispute that, but those votes might automatically go to Brandon Johnson, who's made a name for himself among progressives, or another CTU-endorsed candidate. The progressive vote is important in Chicago, but there are some who say Lightfoot knows she isn't going to get all of it. Again, I think she would dispute that. But she's going to be working very hard to court a broad spectrum of voters with different ideologies beyond progressives in Chicago. And so a formidable challenger is going to have to do the same. You know, it's still unclear whether Johnson or another progressive CTU-backed candidate will be able to appeal to these larger swaths of voters, not just progressives, who may be disenchanted with Lightfoot or who are otherwise up for grabs. And, you know, we cannot forget that there are at least 8 other people running for the mayor's office right now.
It is crowded.
It's crowded, and some are vying for the CTU's endorsement, but there are other powerful interests in Chicago. You know, for instance, we could see the business community really rally around another candidate, and they could end up being the matchup with Lightfoot or a different front runner. So it's still anyone's game.
Sarah, does Chicago Teachers Union have the popularity to beat Lightfoot?
That's a good question. You could say that they were at the height of their popularity under former President Karen Lewis, who was a dynamic leader, who herself was considering a run for mayor.
Right.
You'll remember that she had to step away after being diagnosed with brain cancer. Also, the union had a lot of backing during the 2019 strike, which resulted in what many consider a historic teachers contract. But the pandemic was difficult, and I think that they were left somewhat battered. In January, you'll remember that there was a standoff between the union and Lightfoot that resulted in schools being canceled for 5 days. And a lot of staff were not happy with the way this unfolded. And also a lot of parents were really frustrated with the ongoing discord between Lightfoot and the union. So I think that the union has some work to do to regain their message as we transition out of this pandemic mode. But also, Lightfoot does have some work to do also, recapturing voters who chose her 4 years ago.
All right. WBEZ's Sarah Karp and Mariah Wolfel, we've been talking about how the Chicago Teachers Union is gearing up to support a candidate for Chicago mayor in 2023. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.